Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. A middle-aged man by the name of Ray was hard at work. He sat in the living room tuning the piano. Listening carefully, he tuned each note until he was completely satisfied. Ray is an expert. He does good work. Ray is also blind. The woman whose piano he was tuning kept thinking about that, and as she did so, she became increasingly aware of herself. As she was ironing, she could see the wrinkles in the shirt. Around the room were dishes and counters and cabinets and wallpaper and pictures. She could see all of them. The changing fall colors outside, she could see. And days later, she was still thinking, how very much he's missing. What a tragedy not to be able to see. And blindness is a tragedy. But I've been thinking, you know, there may be worse forms of blindness than not being able to see. Think, for example, of the businessman who's blind to everything but the dollar sign. Or the housewife who sees nothing in life besides dishes and drudgery. Or the retiree who thinks life has lost its meaning because there's no office to go to anymore. In other words, the greatest tragedy of all is the blindness that comes when people can see but don't. And it can happen to any one of us. Over the years, decision after decision is made to shut out the world. All of life's energies are put into one narrow field of interest. It may be a career, it may be a hobby, or an overindulgence of some kind. But after so many years, life has come to mean nothing more than one tiny fragment. An outsider might say, how very much he's missing. What about the scope of vision? Your scope of vision. Is it wide enough to take in all of life, or has a blindness set in? Great sections of your world have faded out, your ideals, your values, relationships you once had, whatever became of them, and what can you do about it? I'm Landon Saunders. The way to open up your field of vision is to focus your eyes first on the center of life. Once the center is clear, the whole picture comes into view, and that's my aim on Heartbeat, to focus attention on the most important part of human life. I don't want to distract you with philosophies or crusades. I want to open your eyes to the center of life. Don't shut your eyes when there's so much to see. This is Heartbeat.